Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was frustrating last night because, Doran, you called this. This team has not won three consecutive games since May 6th. They haven't lost three consecutive games since May 10th. They scored 12 runs in Game 1 against Milwaukee, something that they haven't done historically, win by that margin in that ballpark. And then the next day, they don't score a run.
Crazy.
These two games, like no joke, these two games. We made a lot of jokes today. These two games. Microcosm of the Pirates season. It's like, this is what it is. Holy cow, they're back. They're scoring runs. They hit five home runs. Are they turning the corner? No, of course not, because they don't have enough dudes in the lineup to win consistently. But they don't have bad enough pitching to lose consistently. And it's a really bad place to be. And not to take this in a totally different direction, Doran, but this is kind of where all of our sports teams are right
Absolutely.
Now. Absolutely. Right?
Yeah.
Just the epitome of,
yeah. The gray area.
Yes. Or the slightly purple area.
Yes. That. For colorblind people.
Yeah. It's just very frustrating. And so we're watching last night, and Martin Perez, you know, he's trying to gut through it. And he was really good early. He's not been good prior to the injuries, his start, couple starts before it, and then the few starts he's had after. And we've agreed we'd like to see the Pirates add before the deadline, but he makes $8 million. You're not going to get a huge return for him, but he's one of the guys that I would try to offload. He's on a one-year deal. I'm sure someone needs a little pitching depth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could be a bullpen arm, as he was for the Rangers on the way to the World Series last year. I'm trying to move that guy, I think.
You're just in a tough spot. Like, I mean, who's going to really want that? You're not going to get anything.
Maybe cash considerations, player to be named, something like that.
Why wouldn't you keep him for your bullpen?
That's an interesting thought. The way I look at it is, you've got Luis Ortiz. What Quinn Priester did against Milwaukee the other night was really impressive. You're going to have Marco Gonzalez coming back. Bailey Falter will come back. Jared Jones is going to be part of the plans this season. It might take him 6 weeks or something like that, because they're absolutely, and they should be,
yeah,
really careful with that guy. But they've got bodies. And then you've got Ashcraft, who I think could make a play maybe in September to be on this roster. They've got a lot of pitching depth in that rotation. Coming into the year, I didn't know that to be true. You've got Oviedo for next year.
Yeah.
I just think if you are trying to add, and the John Parado article says that the front office doesn't feel like they've got money to add, someone's going to buy low on this dude, not give up anything in return, but you'd be moving prorated $8 million off the books. If you're looking to add, that would be one way to add while you're also subtracting. You're not going to get anything for him.
Right.
But the salary that you could then bring in another deal, I think it would be helpful for them.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. You just know what you're going to get out of this team at this point. Like, if you, even if you accrue salary by moving on from Perez, like, you know, who are they going to get?
Well,
with that salary.
And some of the guys that they've been linked to, like Taylor Ward, and we'll get into that later. There was a good old-fashioned source off yesterday, Paul Zeiss. The Pirates are circling around this guy. And then you had Robert Murray, one of these national dudes. They're not even close on this deal. Well, the guys you've heard are like J.J. Bleda for the A's, an upgrade. Guys like, again, Taylor Ward, an upgrade. But we're talking about $750,000 players who are going to hit arbitration. Do you really need to move a Martin Perez to facilitate that kind of deal? No, you do not. No, you do not. I guess what's really frustrating, though, is I'm watching Rhys Hoskins play. We're all watching Rhys Hoskins play yesterday, and he has not had a great season. His numbers are actually, he's hit more home runs, but his numbers are fairly comparable, actually, to Rowdy Tellez's. But he makes $17 million. And the Pirates in Martin Perez and Aroldis Chapman have $18.5 million tied up. And Martin Perez has not really helped the team. And Aroldis Chapman, sometimes he goes out there and he throws 104 and he's lights out. And you're like, oh my God, the other team doesn't have a chance. And then the next time out, he's going to walk four guys.
Right.
You can get that for a lot less than $10.5 million. And so people want to come down on the owner. And I totally understand that. That's fair. It's how we've been conditioned as Pirates fans. But with the money that Ben Cherington has had to spend, I don't think he's done a particularly good job of spreading that money around.
And, like, I get it. Like, you're going to hit on some players and you're not going to hit on some players. And Tellez looks like it's a good decision, you know, right now. There was a time where it didn't look like a good decision. But this is where it all comes down to, as we kind of alluded to yesterday, is the offseason. Like, making the right moves, the appropriate moves, and knowing if guys are going to pan out or not. Like, the Perez's of the world, like, did you really think that he was going to be a big piece to your puzzle of your window so-called being open? Like, come on, what are we doing? You're paying $8 million for just a guy. He was just a guy. Like, in my opinion, like, go get a real dude.
Yes.
Go get a real dude in the offseason, because then you wouldn't be in situations like this. We wouldn't be trying to, you know, offload contracts to save some money to hopefully get an upgrade. Like, that's just where I'm at. Like, I feel like they didn't do a great job this offseason of surrounding this team with the appropriate talent.
Are we missing an obvious thing right in our face? Just listening to you go through that one-year deal, Aroldis Chapman. One-year deal, Martin Perez. Marco Gonzalez, I think, is just 1 year on this deal. Rowdy Tellez, we're watching the replay on Sportsnet Pittsburgh right now, who just hit his let-get-out double. One-year deal. The plan all along probably was, we'll see with Skeens what he looks like. We'll see when he comes up. We think Jared Jones could be good. They didn't expect him to be this good. We think Bailey Falter can be good. They definitely didn't expect him to be this good. They didn't expect to be really in contention, I don't think.
Which is a shame.
It's a damn shame. And with all of these one-year deals, because they've had some success, you flip Vogelbach and you wind up getting Colin Holderman. You flip Jose Quintana and you wind up getting Johan Oviedo. Aroldis Chapman last year gets moved off the Royals to the Rangers, and the Rangers ship a lefty starter who winds up being an all-star this year. And I'm wondering if Cherington thought, let's spend the $10.5 million on Aroldis Chapman when relief help is in desperate need at the deadline. Oh, the idea all along is we're going to trade that guy.
Yeah.
The idea all along is we're going to trade Rowdy Tellez. The idea all along is we're going to trade Perez or Marco Gonzalez, whichever one of those guys performs better. And they went into this offseason just thinking, all right, what can we get to hopefully open a window and start a window, not with these guys, but with what these guys could bring back in trade?
For a later time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a terrible mindset, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's a terrible mindset. Like, it should be win now. I mean, you should be able to try to do both. I get it. But, like, that's a terrible mindset because everybody's thinking that the window's open now. And it somewhat is. and you're proving and you're looking around the division, like that's not doing the research, the appropriate research of what teams are going to be this year either. Because like everybody's in a big pile right now.
Great point.
And, like if your mindset is down the road, like how can you even know that you're going to last that long as a general manager and a manager?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jared Jones is hurt right now. Paul Skeens will be hurt at some point. You hope it's not one of these Tommy John season enders. Bailey Falter, hurt right now. Martin Perez already got hurt. Marco Gonzalez has been hurt. Quinn Priester went on the IL. Pitchers get hurt. And so if you don't go into a season thinking, oh, we've got Skeens, we've got Jones, we've got the makings of a potentially good rotation that when you obviously go into the year and it's going to be healthy, if you're not trying to make good on it whenever you've got the health, like there's no guarantee. They could spend $50 million this offseason, bump it up by $15 million, and next season, everyone in the NL Central could get better.
Right.
Anyone in the NL can get better, and you have no guarantee that the strength of your team is going to stay intact. And it's very frustrating. I look at what the Cubs did, and they're the Cubs, and it's Chicago, and they get butts in seats, and they spend money to different market. I get it. But they spend $27 million on a Cody Bellinger. Man, if you don't sign Chapman, if you don't sign Rowdy Tellez, there's 11. If you don't sign Martin Perez, there's $20 million wrapped up in those three. You could go out and try to sign a guy like a Cody Bellinger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a move that helps you win. And if you don't, you could trade that guy. Like, you can try to win, and then those guys could be offloaded, and that's someone with legitimate value that might bring you three, four, five players, two or three of whom might be major league ready.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, True Crime News covers breaking crime stories and the fight for justice. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.